time of remembering, you find, realize that he left heaven to be born in a human body. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 and 6 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Not only we see he left heaven to be born in a human body, but he also became poor, that we might be rich. 2 Corinthians 8:9, for you know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Thank God. We need to remember that he became poor. Though he was rich, amen, he took, amen, our pain. He became poor that we through his poverty might be rich. Not only that, but he bore our sins on the tree. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose strength you were healed. It was our sin that he bore. Amen. He's telling the disciples here, amen, this do in remembrance of me. He said, you remember what I did for you. You remember that I took your sin. You remember that I took your agony. You remember that I paid your sin debt. Honey, we need to be reminded daily. Amen. But yet, on this communion of the Lord's Supper tonight, this is the time we need to remember. Amen. Be thankful for what the Lord has done for us. Had it not been for him, honey, I'd be on my way to hell. Had it not been for him, I'd be in a mess. But thank God. Amen. We need to be reminded of what he's done for us. He willingly took our place on Calvary. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 through 6 says this: surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon him, with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Oh, he was despised. He was rejected. Thank God he bare our sins. Amen. By his stripes, we were healed. Amen. He took what we should have took, but he took it for us. Not only did he take our place, but thank God he shed his blood for our redemption. Revelation chapter 1, the last part of verse 5 says this: unto him that loved us and was shed, amen, and was washed, amen, and washed us from our own sins in his blood. Revelation 5, verse 9, the word of God says this. It says, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seal thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19 says this: for ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He was through his blood, thank God, he bore our sin. It was through his blood how we found remission of sins. Amen. As we partake of the Lord's Supper tonight, help us be reminded. Amen. It was his blood that was shed, not ours. It was his body that was beaten, not ours. Amen. He took the price, and amen, we should have, he paid the sin that we should have paid. But he took it upon himself. Amen. The Lord's Supper is a time of remembrance. Amen. For what he did for us. Amen. We might be made righteous. See, not only the time of remembrance, verses 23, verse 25 says this: for I received of the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood, This do as you ought, and you drink it in remembrance of me. It's a time of remembrance, but it is also a time of realization. Had we partake of the Lord's Supper, we need to realize tonight, amen, it was through his sacrifice that we were made whole. It was through his pain that we were healed. Amen, he did this just for you and I. It's something we could not do for ourselves, but we need to realize, thank God, that we are who we are, according to what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary, the price he paid for our sanctification. It is through his blood. It is through his power. It is through his redemption, redemptive act. Amen. Allow us to be called the sons of God. The Bible said, amen, he came to his own, and his own received it not, but to many has received him. To them gave him power to become the sons of God. How we need to realize it is because of what he did that we can be called the sons of God. We partake of the Lord's Supper. We need to realize, thank God, we partake of the bread, partake of the wine, the grape juice. It is a signifying, amen, what he did for us and what it means for you. And it is through his, amen, a work, a redemptive act, amen, that our salvation comes for. Can I say today, amen, if you may be watching on Facebook, if you've never received the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life, well, it is he that died on the cross of Calvary. It was his blood that was shed. Amen. It was his body that was broken. Amen. It was his life that was given. Amen. For the redemptive work of mankind, that we might escape hell and call heaven our home through the work of salvation, or through the great plan of salvation. Thank God, it was a time, not a realization, but it's a time of recognition. You say, preacher, what is that? Hey, amen. What oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord dead until he come. Now it's a time, amen, remember, it's a time of realization, but it's also a time of recognition. Amen. Recognizing ourselves with him. Thank God that G. Paul understood what it meant. Amen. As he was telling the Church of Corinth, he was trying to drive home the importance. Amen. Of what? Amen. Jesus did, what it meant for you and I as a believer. Amen. We are recognizing with him. And we partake of his body, of his blood. He tells the disciples here, as you do this, amen, you do it to remember. You also do it by showing forth that you identify yourself with me, that you're one of mine, that you're one of my children, and that you're the one, amen, to go out and show forth to the world, amen, what I've done for them, or what I became, and the love that I shed, and what it means for mankind. It is your responsibility to show it forth of what I've done. Show the meaning of it and the significance of it. Your responsibility as a service son toward me. Saying, it is our service. Amen. Show forth. Look what it said here. Amen. After the same manner also with this cup of the new, this do ye as ye often as ye drink, remember me, for as often as ye eat this bread, drink this cup. It is that recognition or that identification. We are identifying ourselves with him. Amen. Paul understood what it meant. Amen. When Jesus got up out of the grave, listen, Paul said, I died with him. Amen. When Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, we died with him. But as he got up out of that grave the third day, amen, conquered death, hell, and the grave. Thank God we too. Amen. By identifying with Christ through what he done for us, amen, gives us the significance and gives us the power, amen, to realize we're dead to sin, dead to this world. We are alive in Christ. When he died, we died. But when he got up, thank God, but we got up, we need to walk in the newness of the life of Jesus Christ in that power. Paul said, this is the life that I live. I reckon myself be dead to this world. Amen. And I might live for Christ. And I say that's one of the problems we have in the church today, amen. We don't realize that we're dead. Amen. We're dead to sin. We're dead to this world. Amen. We've been made alive. Amen. Through the work that Jesus did. Amen. And giving himself. Amen. Shedding his blood. Amen. And giving himself. Amen. For mankind. Amen. Getting up that third day. To give us the power to live the Christian life. Amen. Can I say, folks that make the statement all that old preacher, when I feel like I can live it, how I get saved, honey, you and I can't live it. But it is through Christ that lives in us. It is through his power and the power of the resurrection and what he's done for us that gives us the power to live the life of Christ. That's right. live the life that's pleasing unto him. Yes. Not only that, verse 20. Time of recognition, but also time of revelation. But also, ye eat this, drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death. In other words, what we do, if we partake of the Lord's Supper tonight, we're showing the death that Jesus, recognizing, realizing what his death has meant to us. And also we're showing forth a revealing to the world. Thank God we are identified with him. And as we partake of the Lord's Supper, we're, amen, showing forth to the world, revealing to the world, amen, that we are his, that we belong to him. And thank God we're going to recognize him, and we're going to obey his ordinance and his commandments, amen, until the day he comes, amen, back for you and I, the church. Also, I like what it said, till he comes. Amen. It's a time of expectation. You know what he told his disciples? Listen, he said, you keep on doing this, amen, show forth the Lord's death until I come. In other words, he said, this is something you need to continue to remember and partake of year by year. Keep doing it. It is a time of remembering. It is a time of realizing. It is a time of recognizing how, amen, each and every year, each and every day of our life, sometimes we forget about what the Lord's done for us. We forget about our responsibility. We forget about our call. We forget about what we've been commanded to do. But through this, it is a reminder of what we need to be looking at and what we need to be remembering, what we need to be realizing, and what we need to be revealing to the world, that we are Christ and that we are part of his body. He says, you keep doing it, amen, until I come. Amen. Can I say, sure, sometimes we miss that part. Right. Amen. We live our life as if he ain't coming. Right. Amen. Can I say, this ought to be a reminder. He's coming. Yes, sir. Yep. Amen. Y'all didn't get that. He's coming. Amen. He's coming back. Amen. That's what this signifies. He's coming back. He's reminding us. Listen, how we need to realize what he's done for us and keep preaching the word, sharing the word until he comes back, because he is coming back. It is a time of expectation. But there's one last thing. Paul told the church of Corinth, and as I said before, many of them were not taking it seriously. They were coming, amen, to the house of God, and amen, just eating, having a good time, making the Lord's Supper, making a mockery of it. He said, that's not what it's for. Amen, it's something to be taken seriously. He even went down to the point, he said this, hey man, wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. He that eateth and drinketh unworthily drinketh damnation. That word damnation means judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. He said, listen, amen, many of you folks sick, here's the reason. Many of the folks that have met an early death, here's the reason. Amen. You've been making a mockery of the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, and because of that, God has brought judgment upon you. Yes, and I say today, as we drink, take the Lord's Supper, it is a time of examination. I hope, as I've already said, amen, I've urged each and every one to spend time in prayer. And we'll give you that opportunity even more so here just a little bit. Amen, to examine ourselves. Amen, to make sure we put everything under his blood. Amen, to be able to come to this time, be able to partake of the Lord's Supper. Amen, in the way that he intended to do. Amen, with a clear heart. Amen, giving everything over to him. Said, Lord, Lord, if there's anything in my life, Lord, you take it, reveal it to me. Lord, let me put it under your blood. And I might come, amen, before the Lord and partake of the Lord's Supper in a manner that you want me to partake it of, that would be in remembrance of you and realizing what it truly means. You see, many times we look at this and say, well, many folks just take it lightheartedly. Amen. That's what was going on in Church of Corinth. Paul said, listen, we need to be examining yourself. Make sure that we take it in the right manner, in the right context. Amen. Many times we'll take scripture out of context. Paul said, you need to get this in context. You need to understand what this is all about. And I say the message is still the same today. It ain't changed from when he was talking to the church of Corinth. Amen. As it is right here, Pathway Baptist Church. We need to take this thing in context. Understand that we need to come, amen, realizing what it's all about. Amen. I'm going to ask Miss Sue to come back. You come back to piano. If you need to come pray, you come pray. Give you that opportunity right now. Amen. As a preacher, I just want to make sure. Amen. Right now is a good time to come. And whether you come to the altar or whether you pray where you're at, and just get everything out of the way. And say, Lord, I want to be able to partake of your supper tonight in the way that you intend me to, that I might get the full meaning, the full context of what it's all about. If you need to come pray, you come right now. I'm going to ask our deacon here in just a minute to take care.